from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One of those things, couple of guys.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in the...
What are you looking at me like that for?
What are you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with...
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic...
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Randy Montez McMichael as Randy, and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
You can't say Randy without saying Andy. It's the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it and use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah. Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday morning. Live from Flowery Branch, Falcons training camp practice actually about to wrap up as they're going from about 9:30 to 11 today before they head down to Miami for joint practices and a preseason game this week as well. J.D. Bertrand going to join us in just a couple minutes as well. But first and foremost, good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, the week of game week, whatever you want to call it.
It's game week.
Opportunity to go against somebody else, another team, another scheme, because about time training camp, you get tired of going against your teammates and everything. But, yeah, it's going to be a fun week for them as we get ready and closer to the season starting. And, it's always a measure. Still, we had Terry Fontenot on. Remember, we were talking about guys who look good in shorts and everything like that. And, obviously, you were in pads here, but now you get to actually go against another opponent who is not going to brother-in-law with you because they're trying to make the team also. And you see what you're made of, man. So it's always going
to
be fun.
Yeah, that's what this week is. They head down to Miami. Couple of joint practices with the Dolphins over the next couple of days. One thing they're going to get is more heat.
Yeah, man.
I know it's been hot here. It's really going to be hot down there. So.
Yeah.
We know we had a little overheat issue early in camp with some different guys.
You should be used to it now.
Hopefully. Bring some water.
You should
hydrate.
Be used to it now.
I would hope so. Yeah. I would hope so.
And you just don't know how the weather, because it's Miami, so it's always going to – it's going to rain.
Yep, you get
some
rain. And
it's going to bring up the damn temperature
about
20
humid.
Degrees. It happens all the time.
Guys are going to fight.
You know, the Hurricanes, it's not down that area, but they're going to get some of them bands that way also.
Yeah, they were dealing with it Saturday night
when
my in-laws were trying to fly into Miami to get on their cruise ship.
So what happened? Did they make it?
It was a tough day for the Davis family.
Oh,
they did. Okay. They did. But so apparently the Asheville airport has been really bad lately.
Okay.
So they got there hours early. Then their flight got delayed 5 hours.
Wow.
So they were at the Asheville airport for 8 hours.
Whoa.
Which, I mean, you don't want to be at any airport for 8 hours, but that airport doesn't have anything
right.
to do. And then they finally get on their plane, and the weather in Miami was insane, so they're just circling. They're like over the Atlantic Ocean just circling. And they were maybe going to land them in Jacksonville. They finally got in. They got on the boat. Boat was delayed yesterday because the weather going through. Yeah. So anyway, all that should be through Miami for the Falcons to not have to deal with this week. And then they play Friday night.
Yeah, man.
Right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I mean, it is, you know, as much as it obviously a preseason game will be more hyped and ready and diving deeper into the regular season opener, but it's a football game. They're going to be out there with pads on, and they're going to be out there trying to make this team, a lot of these guys.
And you're going to get to see the first round pick, Michael Penix, play a lot.
Can't wait.
He's going to get to play a lot.
I was watching him play a lot today.
Yeah, and just curious how they go about it. I'm sure they'll probably just start the second line. Cause a lot of times, you know, most teams, a lot of times when you have your starting quarterback's not playing, you kind of sometimes want to put your first line in there to get them some rhythm and everything like that. So I don't know how they're going to go about that. But, yeah, I'm excited to see this young man play ball, man, because, you know, we know that he can spin it and everything like that. And you're going to get opportunities, and it's going to be a lot of, when he plays well, because I think he's going to do well. But he's going to – I mean, he's going to be a rookie because it's a different thing. It's so much you can simulate in practice than you can in the game, because in the game you actually getting your ass hit.
Yep.
It's not no – you know, when you the guy got you dead to right and you're holding the ball, he's not going to turn away or he's not going to tap you on the butt. He's going to try and put you on your butt. So, I mean, that's always going to be an adjustment and everything when you talk about going full speed. That's anybody who's out there running with a football. That's always the biggest thing, is that contact and somebody trying to get the ball off of you. So you got to, you know, get yourself, because you've been tackled before. So it ain't nothing new to get tackled. It's just something that hasn't happened since the national championship game. You know, he hasn't been tackled.
Well, he was tackled a lot that day.
Yes, he was. He hasn't been tackled.
He was hit a lot that day.
He hasn't been hit and all those different things. So that's going to be a fun adjustment. But, yeah, to get to see him go out there and playing. And, I mean, you got him and Heinicke out there. He's going to play a lot.
Yeah.
He's going to play a whole lot.
Yeah, Heinicke will too. And probably for different reasons. Sounds a lot like Heinicke may be trade bait at this point, and kind of the way they talk about him. He said the writing was on the wall. Remember we had Terry, actually we had Raheem in here, and asked him about the quarterbacks, and he told me don't disrespect Paddock. Well, then they cut him. So he really disrespected Paddock. Maybe I started it. And then they signed Nathan Rourke kind of to be their practice squad third break in case of emergency kind of guy. But yeah, it seems like that could be the
third
future
guy might not
in the next couple of weeks for Taylor Heinicke, potentially, which is fine. I mean, no offense to him, but if he's a conversation after, like, this week or next week, after the preseason, then this season has gone in a direction we don't want it to.
Yeah.
If we're talking about that. And again, that's not disrespect to him, but they've got two quarterbacks in front of him, and one of them has a $100 million guaranteed contract. He was out there today looking good. Got a chance to watch a lot of practice today. And, you know, one of the things you read about from Friday night, folks in the Benz, about 12,000 strong Falcons fans in the Benz on Friday night to watch the practice. Offense looks smooth.
Right.
Offense looks good. A lot of those guys, wide receivers popping, Cousins and Penix obviously looking really good. So not surprising, but definitely the story of camp thus far is the quarterbacks and how well the receivers are doing because of them.
Yeah, you saw it out there a little bit. I saw the red zone and then the team. It's like, it's no hesitation. Like, bam, bam, cover, check down. Cover, check down. All right, the check down's covered. I mean, he just processes. That's the one thing that Raheem has been saying since he got
elite
the job.
Elite processor.
And since Kirk Cousins has been here, the elite processor. And you saw a lot of that today as far as it's not there, let me take this check down. And he threw a couple balls. If, you know, I don't know if the DB would have got it or whatever. Maybe in the game he would have dove out for it maybe.
Right.
But, I mean, he caught it, and then you see there's nothing but sideline there for the backs out of the backfield. So anything is possible in this game. But, yeah, that's the one thing you see more than anything is the processing of it. I mean, that makes the whole operation go so fast.
That is what I look forward to with this week with the joint practices, and then we won't see Kirk in the preseason game, but is those plays like that, where it's like, man, either that was the greatest throw of all time, or the DB just kind of let up because he can't hit the guy.
Right.
Like, I don't know. Maybe. It might have been a perfect throw, or it might have been in a game that guy just got absolutely destroyed. I'm not sure. We're going to find out tomorrow and Wednesday.
Yeah, I mean, but
and Friday and preseason and when the season gets
they
here.
Better get after
Miami's. There's been a lot of throws like that.
They better get after Miami's defense. I mean, they lost a whole lot up front. They don't have their elite pass rushers and everything. They should be able – now, the secondary, you've still got Jalen and those guys like that.
Yeah.
But I expect them to get after this Dolphin defense.
Yeah, it's a great test for what we're talking about, which is the quarterback and the receivers and the talent they have in their secondary and all that. Like, you're right. It probably – won't be. They probably won't be able to get after Kirk and Penix and all right. that the way that some other teams might right. with their pass rush. But yeah, I mean they should. They better get after their defense. They better get after everybody's defense.
Yeah. And then defensively, they're going to have some issues with Tyreek and them down there. We yes. know that.
Remember last year? Yes, it's going to happen again.
Yes,
there will be tweets yes. from Dolphins reporters yes. and Falcons reporters. Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. Especially when they're in the one-on-one drills,
going bonkers.
Are going to destroy people. It's just what it is,
yes,
all right?
Yes.
Just set your mind on it right now because yes. it's going to happen over
all
the next couple of days.
All that speed and all that space.
Tyreek does it to people in regular season games yes. every single Sunday. It's going to happen to guys yes. tomorrow and Wednesday. Just yes. get ready for it, all right? It doesn't mean the guy sucks. It doesn't mean he needs to be cut,
right.
whatever.
Right.
It's an advantage for the – he's also the best receiver in the NFL, but it's an advantage for the receiver in those situations.
Yes.
He's going to take advantage.
Yeah, man. But I mean,
just so you know.
Everything is all about learning and things like that and, like, again, getting better. And, you know, when you get an opportunity and to go against an elite player, it just helps you out more than anything. I think that's always the one thing when we talk about iron sharpens iron and all those different things. It's okay in practice, but I'm talking about when you get a chance to put yourself up against an elite player, and that's what Tyreek Hill, that's what they are. They're elite players, and Tua can put the ball anywhere he wants to and everything. And so they're going to go out there and they're going to try to embarrass you. I mean, that's just what it is. That's what it is. They're going to try to be clowning and everything like that.
Yeah, he's going to be doing backflips and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, it's just going to be it's just going to be what
just
it is.
Get ready for
it's
it.
It's just going to be what it is. And that's always the fun thing about it. Again, when you go against somebody else, if anybody who's ever – did it in practice and went to so especially when you go there because everything is so different. You're in a hotel room. You get your locker room is a damn hotel ballroom. You got to wear your pads over there, everything. And it's just, you know, a very uncomfortable situation that you're in. But, it's, you know.
So? Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. You're not going to be able to enjoy Miami. You're not going to be enjoying Miami because you're still in training camp
That's
mode.
True.
You know, so it won't be no South Beach, no Live and nothing like that for these players.
No.
You know, they'll be in the hotel and everything. I don't know where they're staying at. They're staying where – Well, I doubt they stay way up there because they still got to go to practice. But they say somewhere in the Fort Lauderdale area or that hotel over there off of 595, ain't that over there? Bo Campers is over there, great restaurant. You walk over there and get you some caught fritters or something like that. Well, there ain't going to be no party.
All right.
Yeah, ain't going to be no tootsies in that. No, you're going to get the seafood fried rice.
TripAdvisor ran
yeah.
by going,
yeah, you ain't going to be doing
go
that.
Get some fritters.
Go get some caught fritters.
JD Bertrand's going to join us in the next 10 minutes or so as practice kind of wrapping up. Get a chance to talk to the rookie linebacker of the Falcons, fifth-round draft pick, Notre Dame, local kid. Lots to discuss with JD Bertrand. Before we do that, and I don't know, because I just don't know how much time we're going to have in what's trending given the way that the schedule is going to go with guys coming off the field, let's spend a minute here on the Braves. Boy, man, when we went to the weekend.
Flying high,
we were
baby.
Flying high. 6 out of 7. They're hitting a million home runs every single night. They just felt like the energy was back. And then just two listless days in Miami on Saturday and Sunday, especially yesterday. Getting Max Fried back, was excited, all that kind of stuff. And then they put up a goose egg
yeah,
for like
man.
The sixth time in like 45 games. So even though there is a little bit of maybe energy back in the team and the lineup and all that, still capable of a goose egg at any moment because that's what this offense is. So there you have it.
It felt good going. It felt good, man.
It was great.
But, you know,
they were playing on. The Phillies were stumbling. It
yeah.
was great.
And then you knew Max Fried was coming back this weekend.
Yeah, and he did.
And he did. It was good till it wasn't.
Yeah.
It was good till it wasn't. Yeah. And, you know, the bullpen and a specific person in the bullpen, you know, did what they do.
Yeah.
Okay, what he does.
He likes to let inherited runners score.
Yeah, man.
That is
who the hell is that?
Kind of his deal.
Who is that? Is that half of Wes?
Yes, it's a much smaller version.
A much
of
smaller
Durham.
Version of Wes Durham.
He must have been on the Dave Archer diet.
It must be no brew.
The Falcons.
No beers.
The Falcons broadcast team is in fighting shape. I will say.
Wow! Look at you.
Is this I'm being invited on the show?
We're just complimenting
We're just
you until you start talking
you.
It's
on the radio.
Good to see you, man.
Yeah, man.
Good to see you.
Did you just get back? I saw you on the gram from someplace.
Man, you're
doing it big
when
now.
When you got a wife who does not have any, you know, sense of maybe I might be tired. Don't matter. I'll be everywhere.
I know one of those.
Yeah,
I got one.
I know one of those too.
Yeah.
I don't want to steamroll the show. It's good to see you.
It's
guys.
Good to see you too. We do have to go to break.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But no, We'll make it work. We'll make it happen.
No, y'all got more important things to do. I was just talking to Steak and Sandra. G Money hooked me up with Steak and Sandra.
That's great. I love it.
Randy McMichael, Peach County. Let's go.
Yeah. Hey, you know what happened this weekend? beat down on Warner Robins, baby.
I saw that. They won the scrimmage.
They're scared to play against us and see what happened. That's why they scared.
23-10, I think.
Is that Little League baseball?
Wait, whatever. Whatever.
Is that what that was?
Hey, this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. J.D. Bertrand is going to join us.
Wow.
Maybe on the other side of the break.
Maybe West Durham
hangs out. I don't know. I'm not sure. We'll all go to break together, and we'll all come back together and find out what happens.
Maybe.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show. Andy and Randy with you here Monday morning. We'll get to what's trending coming up in about 20 minutes from right now as we're broadcasting live from Flowery Branch. Falcons training camp, practice in the books. I know the team's packing up, headed down to Miami later today.
A couple joint
practices coming up. Nice enough to join us fresh off the practice field. I mean, he's still got tape on his fingers. He's got his cleats on. J.D. Bertrand walks in and sits down. J.D., how are you, man?
I'm doing well. Appreciate you guys having me on.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's our pleasure, man. And we're so excited because we love talking to hometown kids. And obviously, you're from this area. How has it been? Obviously, were you in Atlanta when the draft happened? They call your name. And obviously you're like, okay, I'm a hometown team. Did you grow up a Falcon fan, and how has it been so far?
Yeah, it's funny. So we grew up Falcons fans, but we weren't huge football fans. Okay. My dad grew up in Ireland, played rugby there. My mom was on the West Coast, and so we just didn't have a football team that we followed. So we naturally, once we moved here, we gravitated towards the Falcons. And then it's honestly been unbelievable. I mean, my parents couldn't be more ecstatic. I couldn't be more ecstatic. And it's funny, even like my parents come to all of these practices, the open practices and such. And my mom brings me little goodies of food and stuff. And she brings me my packages from home and brings them up here. So it's been really good.
That's incredible. You're in the NFL and mom's still bringing stuff.
Yeah, man.
That's great.
Nothing like it. Nothing like it.
What's that night like? I mean, you know, you know you're going to get drafted. You don't know where you're going to go. I'm sure you're talking to a handful of different teams and you've worked out and met and all that kind of stuff. And you get the call that you're going to be a Falcon and you're staying home. What's that night like?
Yeah, I think initially leading up to it was pretty nerve-wracking. I was trying to just do stuff to kind of calm me down. I was playing Jenga with my girlfriend and just stuff to calm me down. But then right when I got that call, I saw it was a random number but had Flowery Branch on it. So I knew right away. And during the conversation, I was trying to hint to my parents, like, oh, yeah, staying home. Can't wait, like, to be home. And so that they knew. And, I mean, from that point on, it was just an exciting time. And yeah, we couldn't be more happy.
How's camp been for you? Obviously, you were here in the spring, and OTA is a lot different. Now you're in training camp. How has that adjustment been with the pads, the speed, everything like that?
It's been really good. I think the word that I would use is productive. I think I've been able to pick up the defense pretty fast. I had three different defensive coordinators in college, and so I've seen a lot of different defenses. And my last one came from the Bengals, so I've seen a lot of the NFL-style defenses. And so I think it's been productive, and they're just continuing to try and learn little ins and outs of defenses, and even more so how offenses are going to attack each defense that we're in.
Falcons rookie linebacker J.D. Bertrand joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Without having actually played a game yet, I know the first preseason game is Friday and joint practices this week and all that, but given what you've gone through thus far, what's the biggest difference here versus what you were doing at Notre Dame?
Yeah, I think for me it's really great to be able to go against the first string offensive linemen, Kirk Cousins, Bijan, all of them. And so I think the biggest thing that stands out is, one, Kirk can he understands defenses. He understands where he needs to look to and throw the ball opposite where he's looking. And then I think just the offensive line play, they're so much faster. They're so much better. They know where to put their hands. They know how to get up to you faster. And so I think those kind of been the biggest differences to me.
What's been your personal biggest adjustment that you've had to make from the college to the pro level?
It's a good question. I think part of it might be just trying to find – you have so much more time. And I'm a very routine guy. I have a note sheet where I kind of map out my day. But college, it was like you hit big chunks. It was, hey, these 5 hours, I'm in class. So it's kind of mapped out for you. And so now it's like, hey, these little 15, 20-minute windows, where can I find time? What should I do in between that time? Like, what's the best use of my time there?
I heard you say it when we were talking before we jumped on air. I don't know if you meant it like this, but you said at Notre Dame they actually make you go to school. I don't know if that was whatever, other schools, whatever. But, like, that's a huge difference, right? I mean, you're going to class. You're studying. You're doing all of that kind of stuff. And, like you're talking about now, you just – I don't know what you're doing. You got your phone out. Maybe you brought Jenga up here. I don't know. Like, what's the what are you filling the time with when you actually have it?
Yeah, I think – for me, it's trying to find, those little 15, 20-minute windows. Maybe it's just go hop in the tubs for 10 minutes. Maybe it's going to, like, hey, after practice, just catching jugs. Maybe it's just watching a cut-up or just honestly just reviewing my notes. I try to find – when I'm in the building, I'm trying to be productive. And so I try to stay off my phone. I delete the social media apps off my phone so that I'm not touching that and just find little windows of productivity. And so a lot of times it's relating to film, notes, or body care.
How excited are you about this trip to Miami? Because eventually you get tired of going against your teammates all the time and everything like that. Now you're going against, say, one of the more high-powered offenses. Like you said, you know, you've been going – because I've been watching, it's a lot more twos versus ones out here in some of the team practices. How is that going to be, knowing the fact that, you know what, these guys in front of me aren't going to play a lot. Like, you're going to be playing a whole lot of defense. And don't forget, you're going to be playing, and I'm assuming starting on all the damn teams. So how excited are you about that opportunity to go out there and go get somebody else?
I'm ecstatic. I mean, it's almost back to college in a way. Like, you're out there, you're starting off, you're the guy right there, and then you got all the special teams groups. And so I think the other thing that I'm excited for is it'll be a new offense with new challenges. And so being able to play them in the week and then kind of study that film during the week to be able to prepare for that game and prepare for that final performance.
Are you a gym rat? I mean, are you a film rat, like always in the film room no matter what?
Yeah, I mean, I like gym, film, a little bit, all of it.
So that's a yes. Take that as a yes. J.D. Bertrand joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. What's Friday night going to be like? I mean, again, not having done it, but you probably have an idea in your mind. You have a pregame routine, having played in a million different games in your life leading up to this. Like, what do you think that's going to be like, putting on that uniform and going out on that field for the first time?
Yeah, I mean, it's just going to stick to what I've done in college. I'm going to get the schedule and kind of – I go back to my notes app and I kind of just time it all out and what I need to do. And a lot of it by the time I'm hitting Friday is just, hey, let me review, let me visualize, and then let me make sure I warm up the body parts that I've had past injuries or anything like that to make sure I'm really activated and ready to go. And then when the lights are on, it's time to go.
What about this linebacker room? Because, you know, you're still a rookie, you're a young player, but overall, the room itself is a young group. You know, there's not a lot of older vets in there. How's that been with that room as far as Caden and those guys being here last year, played some ball, Lamb, and learning from them on how to be a pro sometimes?
Yeah. Honestly, it's funny enough, I think it's helped me a lot because them being a younger group, they can be like, hey, my first – open practice or my first joint practice was only a year ago, only 2 years ago. And so now they're like, hey, this is kind of what I needed. Or the first day of pads, like Nate came up to me like, hey, just try to lay a boom on someone, like get that respect from the defense.
Right.
But like if he was year 6, 7, he may not be thinking like that because it was so long ago. And so it's actually helped me a lot.
You said your dad played rugby?
Yep.
Nate's dad played rugby.
Oh, really?
You guys have any rugby trash talk yet, or no? Or I just giving you information? No.
Yeah, you're giving me some information.
Yeah, his dad was a rugby player in Zimbabwe. So
gotcha.
There you go.
Remember we found that out last year.
I was thinking we
did find that out last year.
I don't. Maybe the Terry Fontenot has a type. He likes rugby linebackers.
Yeah, but okay. Because we're always curious. Like this guy over here, Abe. He knows all the rugby rules and everything like that. How does it help for your football game?
Yeah, it's funny. My dad used to actually take us. Life University is right around the corner here. And mm-hmm. so my dad used to take us and watch the games because we had some friends from Ireland that were Irish natives but came over here and were playing for them. And so watching that. But I think the biggest thing, and it's kind of talked about across the whole league, but the rugby style of tackling. And so just really being able to get that wrap and roll and the momentum side of it and being able to control that. And I think the coolest opportunity I had last year, we played in Ireland, and I got to sit down.
Yeah.
Got to sit down with some of the Irish national rugby players, and one of them is Josh Vandefleur, who's really well respected and well known in the rugby world. And so that was really cool, just be able to kind of talk to them about, hey, what do you do to take care of your body, what do I do, and kind of just have those conversations and how they take care of their body and how they go about their business.
What was that like for your dad specifically, but for you to get to play a game in Ireland for the Irish like that at your senior year? That's crazy.
It's even crazier. He actually played in the stadium that we ended up playing
in.
So, yeah, it was unbelievable. And I had to get like 36 tickets, I think it was, for that game. So
now they know this, right? Okay, because this is one thing we always, and I'm sure your vets would school you on this. Make sure, because you're from home, you're from here, and everything like this. You need to let them know, all right? I still have to pay for these tickets, okay? 100%. It comes out of my check, all right? And to make it even simpler, tell them to call your mom.
That's fair. All right,
y'all call my mom. All right, and ask for tickets. Don't ask you because we're like, okay, no problem. Yeah. Don't call your mama. I bet you'll get less ticket requests every week. I promise you.
I bet nobody else on the team had 36 ticket requests in Ireland. In Ireland. That's incredible. J.D. Bertrand joining us here talking a little Falcons football fresh off the practice field. And we were talking before you sat down a bit about Notre Dame and your time there and just how different things kind of are now from when you started. What was the biggest change in your time in college? Obviously COVID happened, but while you were there from the pre-NIL world to the current one that we live in.
Yeah, I think what I was kind of talking about earlier, the interesting thing about NIL is, so I used my fifth year because I redshirted my freshman year. Then my sophomore year was COVID year. So technically I had a sixth year. So I had the option to return back to Notre Dame, but initially I didn't even consider it, but then as NIL numbers get higher and higher, I kind of told them, hey, I have this number, and if you guys want to meet me at that number, I'll come back. But honestly, in my gut, I didn't want to come back. I feel like I did a lot, everything I could do at Notre Dame except getting them to a national championship. But with the money that's in college football now, it's pretty crazy. And I mean, so I've probably 3 or 4 friends that went back for 6 years because they reached their number and hit their number.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's honest.
I know. I'm just thinking
I like
about,
that.
I'm just thinking about.
What would your number have been?
You know what I'm saying, man? But hey, I know that you came out the field. We don't want to hold you up, brother.
Appreciate
Good
it.
Luck to you. Stay healthy, yes. man. And go like Lamon said, go lay the boom on somebody,
yeah.
man. Go lay the boom
Appreciate
on somebody.
It. Thank you guys.
Thank you very
Appreciate
much.
Appreciate it, man.
J.D. Bertrand there, nice enough to sit down with us for about 10 minutes after practice. They're headed to Miami later today to go joint practice with the Dolphins and then play the Dolphins in preseason game number one on Friday night as well. Again, hometown kid, Blessed Trinity High School. Really cool. Really cool to hear him talk about his family being able to be around. Mom's bringing him snacks to practice.
That's so cool, man.
It's really cool.
That is so cool. And I think that, because isn't that like a mama's love? We know that,
yeah.
Especially here, you're grown up now and everything, but you're always going to be mama's baby.
Especially on this show.
And that's this show, dude.
We value our moms.
The mama care packages hit different.
Oh,
When your teammate's mama, you could tell when somebody's mom in town because everybody will, when Angel will come down, hey, man, mama here. Ding dong. With some winning open window. Because they know mama's in there whipping it up, man.
But I first moved to Boston, I had lived in Seattle my whole life up to that point. You know, my mom is very sweet, but I'm there all the time. I saw her all the time. The first, what was Halloween or something? I got a Halloween gift package.
Right.
What? I got a Halloween gift bag and forth. Then I got a Thanksgiving gift pack.
Yeah.
It's just like the most random holiday that you're sending me stuff.
Oh,
it was like, awesome. This is great.
Yeah, man. You know, mama, that's the one that's always going to take care of you, man. So, yeah, so good luck to him and everything. And like he was saying, and I kept mentioning, like, they don't do a lot of good on good. You may be a two-minute, but since I've been here, I really haven't. I'm talking about in the team portions. It's more or less you got the first unit versus second unit. Which is, you know, whatever, whatever. But, you know, when you go to Miami, I'm curious because when we were talking to Terry on – whenever we talked to him, he was talking about how the relationship between Coach Mack and Ra and how it is. Like, I wonder if they're going to do that also, if they're going to go good on good. Yeah. You know, for all the team periods and everything like that, or they're going to do the ones versus twos. So I'm very curious about that.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I'm sure they'll mix it up a lot over the next couple of days and try to get all these guys as much work as they can.
One thing about his position and him, like his tongue gonna be hanging out.
Oh, he's gonna have to do everything.
Oh yeah, he's gonna be
As much as the kickoff is different. I mean, I assume he'll be on the kickoff team. That's gonna be crazy just to think about what all they have to do.
Yeah, man.
Like it's totally new. It's totally different. And I think teams, especially out here, they're not showing us their hand at all.
No.
We saw a little bit of what the teams may consider in the Hall of Fame game the other night, but like. I don't really think we're going to get a real sense of what these teams want to do on the kickoff with the kickoff rule change until the season starts.
The only thing you really see different in anything is that you might see – because a lot of teams want to put something on tape to how you think about it.
Yeah.
So you might – coming out of this week and teams got the opportunity to see how it's actually done in the game, you might see a little bit more – gimmicky type returns.
I think there's going to be a lot of gimmicky stuff.
You know, and you might get to see it now because it's actually on film in a game how the process and everything works out.
Yeah, it's got to be one of those weird things. I guess they can study XFL film and USFL and stuff like that, but like to not really have a plan because your 30? Special teams coordinator's never coached them
Do
before.
You know in this training camp after Thursday how many times 30 other teams have watched that damn Hall of Fame game. Just for that.
Absolutely.
Just for that.
Right,
they probably ain't watched
no
tape,
out there?
No game, no nothing. None of the plays are done. No. They watched that kickoff so many times.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a huge change. All right, this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Thanks again to J.D. Bertrand for hanging out with us and spending some time before the team heads down to Miami joint practice with the Dolphins this week. We'll come back. We'll tell you what's trending here to kick off the show on a Monday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ladies and gentlemen,
time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Is your heating and cooling system aging? Reliable's got you covered for just $29.99 a month. No deductibles or service fees, just coverage. Call to find out more.
I'd rather have him making this start and being able to make the next one instead of two from now. You know, if he makes a rehab start, now you're 10 days away again. And I just think it's good that we could get him back out there sooner than later. Didn't like the outcome, obviously, but because he did it here, now in 5 days or 6 days, whatever it is, he can start again here and you know, go from there. So
I'll tell you what else Snit didn't like. That question.
He didn't like
he didn't like being asked about whether or not Max Fried should have made a rehab start before he started for the Braves yesterday. And now that they have the hindsight of seeing him pitch, maybe he should have. But I think they also viewed starting against the Marlins as a rehab start.
Probably.
The Marlins suck. Like, they're absolutely horrible. And you know what they're especially horrible against?
Hitting.
Left-handed pitchers. They have the worst record in baseball against lefties by far. They were like 7-30 against lefties.
Couldn't tell
yesterday. Nope, they were pretty good yesterday. And it's just proof that even major leaguers that are below average will hit balls that are in the strike zone and not moving very much. So, yeah. No, Max Fried got touched up yesterday. He also had 5 walks. Good to see him back, though.
Very un-Max-like thing.
Yeah.
Very un-Max-like.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm trying to think back when he came back to start. Yeah, he wasn't particularly well to start the season either.
No, he got off to a couple bad starts
and
to start
so maybe
year.
This is him coming back and I guess, whatever. I don't even know how to even answer that question. He stunk yesterday and they tricked off 2 games that they probably shouldn't have, especially coming to the weekend where you're feeling like momentum and all those different things.
Yeah. You got to at least win the series.
At least win the series.
You can't
you know what I mean?
Split the
I think
series
that's the biggest thing.
Against that baseball team.
But I think the crazy,
can't.
You know, and I'll go back to when we talk about VAR and instant replay. So how did they call Soler out? Because was it an angle?
Know. I guess. They called him safe, and then it didn't change. I mean, I don't know how you can call that obvious, clear evidence to overturn.
To overturn it. That's what I thought. Yeah. But I mean, you wasted the opportunity to game
what?
Around.
Then you would have lost 7-1.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. You know? Maybe it wouldn't have went that way.
Who knows? Maybe that would have been a whole momentum shifter and everything would have been different.
I
don't know.
You had some time to gain some ground on the Phillies. Obviously, they snapped their win streak. Their losing streak yesterday. And now the NL East deficit is back at 6, which is still a lot of time for them to catch the Phillies and everything like that.
Because it's still reasonable. I mean, given where it was not too long ago at 6, but it, you know, felt like it could have been 4.
Damn, they got to play the Brewers again, huh?
Yeah.
Day off the day, Brewers are coming into town.
Yep.
All right, you got the better of them last time, so hopefully they can continue to see. But, yeah, it was disappointing because I was looking forward to Max Fried being back. It really was.
Well, he was back.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, well, the other thing about it, too, though, is, yes, there's a lot of focus on, whether they should have tried to get him a rehab start. He was back
yesterday.
Were
you surprised they didn't have one?
Not really. Okay. Just given the timeline that we had been given throughout the week, like, we kept hearing they might activate him and he would be available in the weekend, right? That's what Grant told us last week. So I wasn't surprised by it. Also, no one would be saying that if he would have pitched better yesterday.
Right.
But also, they treated it like it was one because that's a minor league baseball team.
Yeah, they gave
away. Not a good
baseball
team.
We talked about this Friday before we left. Like, they gave away every damn body.
Yeah, that was a rehab start.
Yeah.
But again, even if Max Fried was slightly better than that or whatever, your offense scored 0 runs against a guy with a 6 ERA.
6.
It's not Max Fried's fault.
6.
It's the fact that the offense has the capable, like the incredible capability of just not showing up, and they do it a lot. I know it had been better. They had led baseball in home runs for like the previous 10 games, which is good, but that's what this team is, man. They're spurts and starts. They're that buddy that like reads an inspirational Instagram post and then starts like getting up early and working out and posting like rise and grind pictures for like a week.
And then he loses don't sit interest. No more.
And then something inspires him the next month and he's on it. He joins a gym and he's going to Orange Theory and then he stops. That's what this team is. They're not consistent. They are every once in a while they're
new year,
amazing.
New me.
Yeah, exactly. They're the new
week, new me.
That's exactly what it is. They're fits and starts, man. It's a fits and starts baseball team. You just have to hope that they start at the right time. they're more than likely going to the playoffs.
Yeah.
You just have to hope when they get there, that's one of the rise and grind weeks. That's what they are.
New me. New
Everybody
me.
Has a friend like that.
I agree. Oh no, we all have those people. But yeah, I mean, whatever it takes, man.
Hustler's mentality.
But they got to figure this out.
What about this week?
Because there's guys that are going to come back. You're talking about Michael and Ozzie and guys like that are going to come back and join the ball club. But yeah, like they ain't gonna be here for a minute. You know, the other guy's got to do something. Yeah. This something, Mandy.
You shouldn't need Ozzie and Michael Harris to score a run.
I agree.
Off the Marlins.
I'm reaching.
I know. You're doing good.
Reaching.
You're doing. I'm doing the negative thing, and you're doing the good positive thing.
Reaching.
Anyway, that series is over. You split one at home against the Marlins. At least the Phillies are playing like crap. Mariners. Hey, Mariners helping you out a little bit. Kind of fun. Kind of nice. Let's hear Noah Lyles win a gold medal.
There's an Olympic gold medal waiting for somebody. First, now Thompson starts to wind up. Curley's going with him. This is close. Jamaica's going to do it. Kashane Thompson is a gold medalist on debut. We thought it was going to take 9.7 to win. Guess what he just ran? 9.78.
Come on, man!
But it was a lean at the tape by Thompson. Visually, we think he got it. They're working on the photo.
Fred Curley pushed him all the way. Noah Lyles is looking anxiously.
I love it, man. I thought.
What a finish.
What a finish. But watching Noah come back the way he did.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about he was moving. And for him, and I know it's torso and everything like that, and did come down because he went over and thought the guy.
So I don't know. What is it?
It's
what,
the torso.
That's what it is.
Yes, okay, that's what it is, torso.
Okay. Because obviously the picture has feet, and that's not what it is.
Yes,
okay.
It's the torso. But, I mean, he just went and got it. And we can talk, though it's not his best event and all those different things. He damn sure didn't run like he did because he was going. And 9.7, it seemed like it took longer to run. actually watching it.
It really did.
And them dudes were going up and down. And obviously, I didn't realize it was that long since we've won a 100-meter gold medal. And it was crazy and everything like that. And he's going to win it.
Is that because
he's the best 200 run. He's the best 200 in the world. So he's going to win that.
Is that because we all love Usain Bolt so much? We just kind of pretended.
Yes.
Like, yeah, well, he's kind of our guy, too.
Yeah.
Like, no. He's Jamaican.
Yeah, he went
You can love him as much as you want.
But, yeah, good for him, man. I mean, he was just, like, again, like, you watch that show, that with the sprint show, and you watch, you know, him trying to get into the one and everything like that. And, I mean, he's only going to get better at it. And that's the thing about it. It's like, this is his first ever Olympic gold medal, which was unbelievable. And you know, the moniker was, you know, you win the 100 at the Olympics, you're the fastest man in the world.
Yeah,
that's what you're the fastest man in the world. There's I forgot we talked the two baddest dudes used to be in the world, heavyweight boxing champion and the 100 meter dash winner.
Yeah,
and he won it.
Yeah, and I still view it that way from an Olympic standpoint. Like, whoever wins the 100 meters at the Olympics that year, I'm like, well, that guy won the Olympics.
Yep,
all of it.
Yeah.
Every other event, he won all of it. And like you mentioned, it's not his most dominant event. He'll probably win gold in the 200 later on in the Olympics. But he won gold in an event that is not his best event is outrageous.
Yeah.
He also talked a lot about it. And I don't know. He's polarizing. It's good. People have an opinion on Noah Lyles.
Yeah, man. I mean,
which is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, he got a lot of pushback.
I don't remember having much of an opinion on a sprinter before.
Yeah, so he got a lot of pushback because of the whole world champion, NBA, all of the other crap. Whatever. He talked it. And he walked it.
Exactly right.
And that's the only thing.
Exactly right.
If he would have lost, it would have been something. He talked it.
He went a gold medal. You could say whatever you want about anything.
Yeah, he talked it.
Like,
he
that's
walked
a,
it.
That's a lifelong trash talk pass.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see him falling off. I like, oh, boy, from last year, the fraud, the last Olympics.
The Italian guy.
The Italian guy. He ain't going to fall off like that fraud.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. If I win a gold in the 100 and 200 in this Olympics, cash out.
And I know I was probably lucky to win that. I'm retiring.
Retiring.
Yeah.
Man. I'm just gonna. I don't know. What's next? What do you do after that? Yeah. You just go endorse a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I saw this is one thing I've been seeing
because
I've been like watching more. Is like all the damn like commercials that got these track athletes.
Yeah.
I saw Noah in 3 commercials yesterday.
Dude, Shakira's in everything.
And she got silver this weekend.
Yeah.
But yeah, I saw every scene, just nothing but these commercials of all these athletes that are, and I know at the end of the, I guess the world championships to come, they had on the Netflix thing, and he was talking about globalization and wanting to be worldwide and all that other things. I was like, damn, there's another Noah commercial. There's another Noah commercial, man. But yeah, I mean, I never really cared what he said about the NBA World Championship. I thought it was funny as hell.
Oh, yeah.
But,
I can't imagine caring that much.
Yeah,
about that.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. But I mean, this dude, he walked it.
He did.
He talked it.
He ran it. Yeah.
Bam.
Shakira got silver on Saturday. That was an incredible race, too. That woman from St. Lucia.
She was rolling.
Good Lord. Like, the men's race was a photo finish. It was close. That was amazing. That lady won that race. Going away.
Okay. That's what it sounded like.
She's the fastest woman in the world. It's not close.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I saw awesome. That the Jamaican young lady. Was she hurt, Abe?
So there were some rumors about an issue with transport in the semifinals that affected Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce and Sha'Carri Richardson.
Okay.
That they somehow something happened and they didn't connect with the transport to the arena. They had to walk to the arena.
Oh, man.
And she felt without warm-up that she was not going to be able to compete properly and decided to pull out. Sha'Carri Richardson, this is in the semis, not the finals. Sha'Carri Richardson in the semis dealt with the same stuff, reportedly, but obviously performed and finished second to Julian Alfred in the semis and then again in the finals.
Right. Do you want to know Lily's take on Sha'Carri Richardson?
Let me hear it.
Ooh, she has pretty fingernails.
Yeah. So did Noah Lyles.
Which is true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
So Noah Lyles won the 100-meter dash with pretty fingernails.
I mean, he can do it.
He could do it.
Caleb Williams can be number one overall pick. How about we just say it's not a big deal?
It's not. It's like, and I don't know if people just aren't around young people as much these days. A lot of young people, males, paint their fingernails
it's
these days.
It's not a big deal.
I don't know why. It's a fashion thing. It is what it is. You know what I mean? It's not for me, but
exactly
a lot of stuff isn't for me.
Yeah,
and no one asked me. So,
yeah, but so 200
stay right over here in my lane.
And so the 200 semis or heats are this afternoon again. Anticipate Noah Lyles winning the 200 because he's the best 200 meter runner in the world anyway.
When you saw it in the 100, the way that he was so far back at the beginning and then he caught him.
That 200 kick, man,
dude. What he's going to be able to do in that next 100 is crazy.
Yeah, man.
Are any of the, those other guys that ran the 100 in the 200?
There'll be a couple in there. The scariest guy, in my opinion, for Noah Lyles is actually another American, Arian Knighton. Okay. That's the cat that could get him in the two.
All right. We're broadcasting live from Falcons training camp, Flowery Branch. We will come back and get to an NFL no huddle. A ton of different news from around the league as Falcons get set to travel to Miami today. A couple joint practices.
What's outside?
Yeah. Yeah, right. They're headed down to take on the Dolphins and Tyreek Hill, who is listed as the number one best player in the NFL, according to the NFL's top 100.
Another over – Never mind.
We'll get to it. We'll get to it. Randy's speechless over the NFL top 100.
No, I'm not speechless about him
speechless
being it.
Speechless to the reaction, over the NFL's top 100. All right, we'll come back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
For what's trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Is your heating and cooling system aging? Reliable's got you covered for just $29.99 a month. No deductibles or service fees, just coverage. Call to find out more.
I'd rather have him making this start and being able to make the next one instead of two from now. You know, if he makes a rehab start, now you're 10 days away again. And I just think it was good that we could get him back out there sooner than later. Didn't like the outcome, obviously, but because he did it here, now in 5 days or 6 days, whatever it is, he can start again here and you know, go from there. So
I'll tell you what else Snit didn't like, that question. He didn't like being asked about whether or not Max Fried should have made a rehab start before he started for the Braves yesterday. And now that they have the hindsight of seeing him pitch, maybe he should have. But I think they also viewed starting against the Marlins as a rehab start.
Probably.
The Marlins suck. Like, they're absolutely horrible. And you know what they're especially horrible against?
Hitting.
Left-handed pitchers. They have the worst record in baseball against lefties by far. They were like 7-30 against lefties.
Couldn't tell
yesterday. Nope, they were pretty good yesterday. And, it's just proof that even major leaguers that are below average will hit balls that are in the strike zone and not moving very much. So, yeah. No, Max Fried got touched up yesterday. He also had 5 walks. Good to see him back, though.
Very un-Max-like.
Yeah.
Very un-Max-like.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm trying to think back when he came back to start. Yeah, he wasn't particularly well to start the season either.
No, he got off to a couple bad starts
and
to start
the maybe
year.
This is him coming back and I guess whatever. I don't even know how to even answer that question. He stunk yesterday, and they tricked off 2 games that they probably should have, especially coming into the weekend where you're feeling like momentum and all those different things.
Yeah. You got to at least win the series.
At least win the series.
You can't,
you know what I mean?
Split the
I think that's the
at
biggest
home
thing
against that baseball team.
But I think
you know,
I'll go back to when we talk about VAR and instant replay. So how did they call Soler out? Was it an angle?
They called him safe, and then it didn't change. I mean, I don't know how you can call that obvious, clear evidence to overturn.
To overturn it. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
But I mean, you wasted the opportunity to gain more ground.
Then you would have lost 7-1.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
You know?
Maybe it wouldn't have went that way.
That would have been a whole momentum shifter, and everything would have been different.
I don't know. But you had some time to gain some ground on the Phillies. Obviously, they snapped their losing streak yesterday, and now the NL East deficit is back at 6, which is still a lot of time for them to catch the Phillies and everything like that.
Because it's still reasonable. I mean, given where it was not too long ago, it's 6, but it, you know, felt like it could have been 4.
Damn, they got to play the Brewers again, huh?
Yeah.
Day off the day, Brewers are coming into town.
Yep.
All right, you got the better of them last time, so hopefully they can continue to see. But, yeah, it was disappointing because I was looking forward to Max Fried being back. It really was.
Well, he was back.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, well, the other thing about it, too, though, is, yes, there's a lot of focus on, you know, whether they should have tried to get him a rehab start. He was back
Were
yesterday.
Were you surprised they didn't have one?
Not really.
Okay.
Just given the timeline that we had been given throughout the week, like, we kept hearing they might activate him and he would be available on the weekend, right? That's what Grant told us last week. So I wasn't surprised by it. Also, no one would be saying that if he would have pitched better yesterday.
Right.
But also, they treated it like it was one because that's a minor league baseball team.
Yeah, they gave away.
It's not a good baseball team.
We talked about this Friday before we left. Like, they gave away every damn body.
Yeah, that was a rehab start.
Yeah.
But again, even if Max Fried was slightly better than that or whatever, your offense scored zero runs against a guy with a 6 ERA.
Six.
It's not Max Fried's fault.
Six.
It's the fact that the offense has the capable, like the incredible capability of just not showing up, and they do it a lot. I know it had been better. They had led baseball in home runs for like the previous 10 games, which is good, but that's what this team is, man. They're spurts and starts. They're that buddy that like reads an inspirational Instagram post and then starts like getting up early and working out and posting like rise and grind pictures for like a week.
And then he loses don't see it no more.
And then something inspires him the next month and he's on it. He joins a gym and he's going to Orange Theory and then he stops. That's what this team is. They're not consistent. They are every once in a while they're
new year,
amazing.
New me.
Yeah, exactly. They're the new
week, new me.
That's exactly what it is. They're fits and starts, man. It's a fits and starts baseball team. You just have to hope that they start at the right time. they're more than likely going to the playoffs.
Yeah.
You just have to hope when they get there, that's one of the rise and grind weeks. That's what they are.
New me.
Everybody
new
has a friend like that.
I agree. Oh, no. We all have those people. But, yeah. I mean, whatever it takes, man.
Hustler's mentality.
But they got to figure this out.
What about this week?
Because there's guys that are going to come back. You're talking about Michael and Ozzy and guys like that are going to come back and join the ball club. But, yeah, like they ain't going to be here for a minute. You know, the other guy's got to do something. Yeah. Dude, this something, Mandy.
You shouldn't need Ozzy and Michael Harris to score a run.
I agree.
Off the Marlins.
I'm reaching.
No, I know. You're doing good.
Reaching.
I'm doing the negative thing, and you're doing the good positive thing.
Reaching.
Anyway, that series is over. You split one at home against the Marlins. At least the Phillies are playing like crap. Mariners helping you out a little bit. Kind of fun. Kind of nice. Let's hear Noah Lyles win a gold medal.
There's an Olympic gold medal.
I love it, man. I thought.
What a finish.
What a finish. But watching Noah come back the way he did.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about he was moving. And for him, and I know it's torso and everything like that, and did come down because he went over, thought the guy.
So I don't know. What is it?
It's the torso.
That's what it is.
Yes, okay, that's what it is. Torso.
Okay. Because obviously the picture has feet, and that's not what it is.
Yes,
okay.
It's the torso. But, I mean, he just went and got it. And we can talk, you know, though it's not his best event and all those different things. He damn sure didn't run like he did because he was going. And that 9-7, it seemed like it took longer to run. Actually watching
it. Really did.
And them dudes were going up and down. And obviously, I didn't realize it was that long since we've won a 100-meter gold medal.
Yeah,
and it was crazy and everything like that. And he's going to win. He's the best 200 in the world. So he's going to win that.
Is that because we all love Usain Bolt so much we just kind of pretended?
Yes.
Like, yeah, well, he's kind of our guy too.
Yeah.
Like, no. He's Jamaican.
Yeah, he went and got
it. You can love him as much as you want.
But, yeah, good for him, man. I mean, he was just, you watch that show, with the sprint show, and you watch, you know, him trying to get into the one and everything like that. And, I mean, he's only going to get better at it. And that's the thing about it. It's like this is his first ever Olympic gold medal, which was unbelievable. And you know the moniker was, you know, you win 100 at the Olympics, you're the fastest man in the world.
You're the fastest man
in the world. The two baddest dudes used to be in the world, heavyweight boxing champion and the 100 meter dash winner.
Yeah,
and he won it.
Yeah, and I still view it that way from an Olympic standpoint. Like whoever wins the 100 meters at the Olympics that year, I'm like, well, that guy won the Olympics.
Yep,
all of it.
Yeah.
Every other event, he won all of it. And like you mentioned, it's not his most dominant event. He'll probably win gold in the 200 later on in the Olympics. But he won gold in an event that is not his best event is outrageous.
Yeah.
He also talked a lot about it. And I don't know. He's polarizing. It's good. People have an opinion on Noah Lyles.
Yeah, man.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, he got a lot of pushback.
I don't remember having much of an opinion on a sprinter before.
Yeah, he got a lot of pushback because of the whole world champion, NBA, all of the other crap. Whatever. He talked it. And he walked it.
Exactly right.
And that's the only thing.
Exactly right.
If he would have lost, it would have been something. He talked it.
He went a gold medal, You could say whatever you want about anything.
Yeah, he talked it.
Like
he
that's a
it.
That's a lifelong trash talk pass.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see him falling off. I like, oh boy, from last year, the fraud, the last Olympics,
the Italian guy,
the Italian guy. He ain't gonna fall off like that fraud.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. If I win a gold in the 100 and 200 in this Olympics. Cash out.
And I know I know I was probably lucky to win that
tiger.
I'm retiring.
Retired.
Retiring.
Yeah.
Man.
I'm just going to, I don't know. What's next? What do you do after that? Yeah. You just go endorse a bunch of stuff?
Yeah. I mean, I saw this is one thing I've been seeing because I've been like
coach.
watching more is like all the damn like commercials that got these track athletes.
Yeah.
I saw Noah in three commercials yesterday.
She carries in everything.
She carries in everything. And she got silver this weekend.
Yeah.
But yeah, I saw every scene, just nothing but these commercials of all these athletes that are, and I know at the end of the, I guess the World Championships to come, they had on the Netflix thing, and he was talking about globalization and wanting to be worldwide and all that other things. I was like, damn, there's another Noah commercial. There's another Noah commercial, man. But yeah, I mean, I never really cared what he said about the NBA World Championship. I thought it was funny as hell.
Oh, yeah.
But,
I can't imagine caring that much.
Yeah,
about
I thought it was funny. But I mean, this dude, he walked it.
He did.
He talked it.
He walked it.
And he ran it.
Yeah.
Bam.
Sha'Carri got silver on Saturday. That was an incredible race, too. That woman from St. Lucia.
She was rolling.
Good Lord. Like, the men's race was a photo finish. It was close. That was amazing. That lady won that race. Going away. Okay.
That's what it sounded like.
She's the fastest. She's the fastest woman in the world. It's not close.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I saw awesome. That the Jamaican young lady. Was she hurt, Abe?
So there were some rumors about an issue with transport in the semifinals that affected Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce and Sha'Carri Richardson.
Okay.
That they somehow something happened and they didn't connect with the transport to the arena. They had to walk to the arena.
Oh, man.
And she felt without warm-up that she was not going to be able to compete properly and decided to pull out. Sha'Carri Richardson, this is in the semis, not the finals. Sha'Carri Richardson in the semis dealt with the same stuff, reportedly, but obviously performed and finished second to Julian Alfred in the semis and then again in the finals.
Right. Do you want to know Lily's take on Sha'Carri Richardson?
Let me hear it.
Ooh, she has pretty fingernails.
Yeah. So did Noah Lyles.
Which is true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
So Noah Lyles won the 100-meter dash with pretty fingernails.
I mean, he can do it.
He could do it.
Caleb Williams can be number one overall pick. How about we just say it's not a big deal?
It's not. It's like, and I don't know if people just aren't around young people as much these days. A lot of young people, males, paint their fingernails
these days. It's not a big deal anymore.
I don't know why. It's a fashion thing. It is what it is. You know what I mean? It's not for me, but
exactly
a lot of stuff isn't for me.
Yeah,
and no one asked me. So,
but so 200
I'll stay right over here in my lane.
And so the 200 semis or heats are this afternoon again. Anticipate Noah Lyles winning the 200 because he's the best 200 meter runner in the world anyway.
When you saw it in the 100, the way that he was so far back at the beginning and then he caught
that
him.
That 200 kick, man,
dude. What he's going to be able to do in that next 100 is crazy.
Yeah, man.
Are any of those other guys that ran the 100 in the 200?
There'll be a couple in there. The scariest guy, in my opinion, for Noah Lyles is actually another American, Arian Knighton.
Okay.
That's the cat that could get him in the two.
All right. We're broadcasting live from Falcons training camp, Flowery Branch. We will come back and get to an NFL no huddle. A ton of different news from around the league as Falcons get set to travel to Miami today. A couple joint
practices. What's outside?
Yeah. Yeah, right. They're headed down to take on the Dolphins and Tyreek Hill, who is listed as the number one best player in the NFL, according to the NFL's top 100.
Another over. Never mind.
We'll get to it. Okay. Randy's speechless over the NFL top 100.
No, I'm not speechless about him
speechless
being it.
Speechless to the reaction over the NFL's top 100. All right, we'll come back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.